On Tuesdays, as you know, for the past few years, we've had the Live with the Jazz Cat show, and many of you have asked, well, how can I get maybe a replay or maybe to hear the interview that was held in Diane Reeves' home as they rehearsed for her tour? Well, that is all archived at the Jazz Cat's website. It's pretty easy to get to. It's www.thejazzcat.net. And when you go to that website, you will find all the archived interviews. There are jazz luminaries, up-and-comers, pretty much covers the whole jazz scene, including the International Association of Jazz Educators Conference that he was at, I think, a year or so ago. So without further ado, he has another jazz luminary with him today. Let me bring on the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, live with the Jazz Cat Show. How you doing, Leroy?
Gary, how are you?
Okay, good. I'll let you take it away.
Well, you know, it's always such a wonderful thing to be able to present so many of these wonderful jazz artists, and I have one with me today, the master bass player, Mr. Henry Grimes. Hey, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, Leroy?
Very good, man. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. Very. Thank you very much for your introduction. That sounded very good.
Man, I could have put an introduction out for you that rolled out for like 10 minutes, but we don't have that much time.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, there's so many wonderful people here in Los Angeles that I've run into. Nick Rosen, Miguel Atwood Ferguson, Roberto Mirando, and Don Klukas. All these guys have so many good things to say about you. And I know that, unfortunately, I missed a performance from you here at the World Stage back in 2003, which was one that brought you back out, but I certainly heard that it was such a fantastic and wonderful time.
Yeah, I remember having a very good time.
Yeah, that was one of your first times back after being off the scene for a while, correct?
Yeah, I think that was the first gig I had.
I think
I've been working with different bands coming up, and then I have certain I can mention certain things about what I've been doing in the past, and it looks pretty good.
Well, you know, life sometimes has a way of getting in the way of life. I mean, you went from playing with cats like Don Cherry, Steve Lacy, even played with Mingus, I think. Rollins and Jerry Mulligan and many others, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of vanished from the scene entirely. Your resurrection has been one welcome with open arms, for sure. How did you express your creativity during your departure?
I wrote poetry. In fact, I have a book. I have a book of poetry out. And, that's what I was doing during the whole time that I was in L.A., you know, writing poetry that way. And, I put poetry in the way of my other creative rights, you know, or things that, I like doing. And, it just caused me to learn about it from that aspect. So it's just like just like playing music, but it's the same thing, so that's what I was doing. I was playing music that way, writing poetry.
Yeah, music is poetry. They've often been compared as the same. Do you have off the top of your head, do you have a phrase that you can think about that's poetic, just like one of your bass lines?
I have one that says signs along the road, and I have another one that says going to the ritual. Those are from this one new book that I have that just coming out pretty soon. Pretty close to coming out. I think it's out. But whatever, that's very cool,
Your book is actually called Signs Along the Road, right?
Yeah. And Going to the Ritual is in it. Mm. It's me and Plum playing duos with Rashid Ali. And on that one, I recited a little poetry. I got a chance to, you know, recite a little poetry. And you know, just basically like that. I've been doing other things. I'm working things out with Roswell Rudd. This thing he does called the Trombone Shout Band, and it's the band members are Roswell Rudd, Steve Swell, Deborah Weitz. I don't know if you know them. Trombone and me on bass and violin. I get the chance to play my violin too at the same time, you know. And, Bob Stewart and Barry Altshul.
Oh, wow.
On drums. You know, do you know those guys?
I know a couple of them. I know a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, later on I have a 3 festival dates in Europe. And the band is Dave Douglas, J.D. Allen, me, Andrew Cyril, and Roy Campbell Jr., Miksha Shaw, Hilliard Green, and Hameed Drake. I was one of the bassists playing this music with Don Cherry when he recorded it back in the 60s. So.
Yeah.
I have a literary event coming up. I'm going to play with Nathaniel Mackay, who's got this poetry coming out now, and I'm going to do a little playing with him with the, you know, with his poetry, and it's something that's called Bass Cathedral, pretty wild kind of things.
Wow.
And then on the Vision Festival, I'm going to have Sabir Martin and Rasul Siddiq and John Betch. Do you know them?
Only a couple of them.
Paul Dunmore, Dunmore and Rashid Ali is with two guys, and I forgot to mention, and Sabir, you know Sabir Martin?
Yes.
And Rasul, how about Rasul? He's a trumpet player, very, very bad trumpet player.
Well, I don't know Rasul yet. Got to hear his music.
Yeah, check it out. He's really mean. He lives in Paris. Other things, I've been playing the violin in concert these days. I played with Cecil Taylor again, about 6 concerts so far. 2 at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York and 2 at Lincoln Center. 1 at the Blue Note, and I had another date offered recently, but I had a prior commitment to play with Cecil.
Yeah.
But that's my... things, signs along the road. I hope I can send you a book or, you know, off that or some way. You know, maybe you might be able to get that. But
absolutely. I love to hear your poetry and listen to your music at the same time and listen to the synchronicity.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really there, too. It's fantastic. And, the things I've done in the last 6 months, I'll be working with Mark Rebo's Spiritual Unity. Do you know Mark Rebo, or Spiritual Unity group?
No, I'm not hip.
Oh, I'm with him, and that's Mark Rebo, Roy Campbell, and Chad Taylor are the other musicians.
Well, you seem to surround yourself with a bunch of free-thinking, open, creative musicians so that you allow all these possibilities for the music to happen.
Yeah, definitely so. These guys are really, it's just like you say, but these guys are really, really that. Boy, they really, they really go through something and about playing, you know, playing free, and they really do it. And I have 2 concerts coming up and a reading. Not coming up, but I did 2 concerts previously about in the last 6 months or so at Leeds and the University of Gloucestershire at Cheltenham in England. And the trio was with Paul Dunmore, tenor and saxophone player, plays multi-saxophones, flutes, and very bad And one of, you know, one of its bad musical geniuses in, from Europe, or Europe, I mean, you know, England.
Yeah.
And I also worked with Sabir Martin Quartet on this Paris concert with Rasul Sadiq and John Betch. I don't know if you know them. Maybe you might know them, but they're very good guys. And Sonny, and I did Sonny Murray's New Change of the Century Orchestra, a week of rehearsals and so forth, documentary filming, and a concert in Luxembourg with me, Khan Jamal, Sabir Martin, Gratian Moncourt III, Odine Pope, Richard Rall, Rasul Sadiq, Sonny Simmons, Monette Sudler.
Oh, man, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You're listening to the great Henry Grimes right here on the show Live with the Jazz Cat. It's on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Now, you mentioned Sonny Murray. And
yeah.
I just got through seeing a film that's here in Los Angeles playing now until Thursday, and it's actually up in the Bay Area playing right now as well.
Uh-huh.
It's called My Name is Albert Eiler.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
That's the cat
yeah,
you played with.
No, I don't think I played with him, but I did.
I did read somewhere that you played with Albert Eiler, and I just thought it was a coincidence since I had just seen this.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to think of that record, that What Is My Name with Albert Eiler.
Yeah.
I mean, Albert Eiler. My name is Albert Eiler. Yeah.
Right.
And this was Sonny's new orchestra, and we worked for a week on rehearsals and so forth, and did the, you know, did the whole thing. The musicians were Tony Bevan, John Edwards, Bobby Few, me, Khan Jamal, Sabir Martin, Gratian Moncourt, and you know, I told you that before.
Yeah, it sounds like you're playing with all the cats, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, people describe the music as avant-garde. What does that mean to you, and how does this label apply to your creation?
It's a tag opposite. It's not opposite, but it's like it's against classical standpoint of knowing what the direct music is, you know. So it's called, in that sense, avant-garde, you know, when someone, it's a creative name tagged. But I worked with, do you know Louis Maholo?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the great guys from South Africa. Well, and then there's, I don't know if you, do you know, well, whatever you may not know about, Yoriyuki Harada. He has a band, and I worked with him. The musicians in the band were Tobias Delius, Tristan Hansinger, and me, Louis Maholo, and like that.
Well, you know, you got a mix of cats that are, you know, putting some creative music on the earth.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Now, you know, what you do is musical art. I mean, if your music was a piece of art in a museum,
mm-hmm.
people would take time to look at it, ponder upon its meaning, and make note of the textures and the layers and colors, and perhaps, you know, begin to form some opinion about the piece. They wouldn't be afraid of it. Why are so many people afraid to open up to sound?
Well, because they're not artists, and they're listening to the artists, you know, when they pay attention to that. They don't originate as artists from the same aspect of music, you know, but that's, you know, they, a lot of people get nervous about these things, but it's true that, you know, eventually I believe that people will come through that, and pretty soon they'll be, you know, crowding out some of these concerts and things.
Yeah.
But
well, music is
it happens in Europe and New York, Tokyo, and Korea, you know, like that. And I mean, it's just been Korea was just such a, it's such a big city. It's fantastic. You wouldn't believe the amount of people you see there. You know.
Oh.
that's just about, you know, just about it. So, Case, if anybody, you know, you want to tell anybody where I've been, and you don't know why I haven't been, you know, been to L.A., you know, maybe they can, you know, you can explain a little bit of it. So.
Well, we certainly want to get you down here to L.A. and on the West Coast and up at the Bay Area and there in Carmel and all over the world, man, because we love
that'd be here. That'd be great, yeah.
Well, you know, music is imagery. What stories are you conveying or cognitive journeys are you exploring when you compose and perform your music?
Oh, a free opposition with music and sound and just like, you know, just like you were just saying, people's exposure to something that they don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the way of music, you know, musicians, you know, and my music, especially musicians that are artists, I'm pretty sure it will be, you know, very great shape someday, pretty soon, I believe.
Yeah.
And, I just forgot to say that me and Margaret Davis were married, you know, a few weeks ago. And,
oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I just thought I'd let you know that you were talking to Mrs. Grimes.
Hey, man, well, love is a wonderful thing, my friend.
Yeah.
That's what this whole music is built around.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one story that, you know, a lot of folks know, some folks may not, you know, but when you say the name olive oil, you know, all of the gourmet folks will think, you know, first cold press. And the kids will think about some long-nosed, skinny character on Popeye.
Mm.
But the references of this bear no indication to the true meaning for you.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about your girl, Olive Oil.
Well, I don't want any people eating on my bass, you know. But that bass is green, and it was given to me by several people who just, you know, took charge of getting me a bass. Margaret was one of them. William Parker was another, you know, another one. Very well. It just been very well treated since I've known the guy. You know, he's really been wonderful. And so has Margaret, and so has other people who helped me get on the road with a lot of things, and because of that, you know, I really have some standpoint of, you know, Marshall Moreau was one of the people that found me or discovered where I am, and David Cage, great bass player, bass and violin maker, shipped the bass to me all the way to California. You know where you are, and you know, after a little while, I had a bass, and you know, I traveled back to New York with it. So you know, things have been going very good in that letter of, you know, it's a very good bass, and it's really just fantastic the way people love you. You know, it's a term I like to use.
Well, like I said, man, the music's all built around love, and it sounds like it's like a full 360 circle. It all just came back to you.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Well, beautiful, man. It's been great talking with you today. You've been listening to Henry Grimes right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cats.
Thank you,
1410 AM KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Amata. Henry, man, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, LeRoy. It's been absolutely a pleasure.
Absolutely, my friend. You and the missus, enjoy the rest of the evening, and may the bass and the music and the love all come together for you.
Thank you, and may it come together that way for you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Another stellar interview with the Jazz Cat himself, LeRoy Downs. Again, if you'd like to go to his website and get all the archived interviews, in fact, get a replay of this one here with Mr. Henry Grimes, it is all there at his website. It is www.thejazzcat.net. And from the archives of Jerry Mulligan, the art of Jerry Mulligan, someone that Mr. Henry Grimes has played with, here is a composition from that recording.
Thank you.